On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, our new studio is working great.
It is working much better.
Super high tech.
Yes.
You know what? I'll have to take a picture and post it on Facebook.
Yeah, you should in we'll our new here. Studio.
That'll yeah, we got a new studio here at KSRO, just right across the hall, but super fancy dancy. Lots of mics, new controls. I've got a cough.
A cough button. Oh, see how that works?
See how it works really well. It does. That's my cough button.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take that away from
you. I
wonder
if Howard Stern has a burp. Howard Stern has a burp button.
Does he really?
He burps a lot, yeah. I promise not to, for the most part. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify? Give the folks over at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. We'll help you explore your options. You can call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Hey, so interest rates are bouncing all over the freaking place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, kind of crazy. I talk about interest rates every once in a while just because, of course, the show has a slant towards financing homes and getting refinances and purchases. But interest rates are starting to approach the 5 range, kind of the mid to high 4s into the 5 on your standard 30-year fixed. When you look at shorter-term fixed-rate loans, like a 10-year fix or a 15-year fix, those are going to be a lot less, somewhere in the low 4s. Good strategy, good way to pay down your mortgage much quicker. A lot of people that have a mortgage don't really have a future exit plan out of that mortgage. You know, they just see, just keep paying my 30-year mortgage, and at some point I'll sell or maybe I'll refinance. But, you know, you get to a point where rising interest rates prohibit or don't seem conducive for refinancing.
Mm-hmm.
So putting yourself into a 15-year or a 20-year loan, Michelle, this really helps people get rid of their mortgage. So the absence of a mortgage, let's say the absence of a $3,000 a month mortgage or $2,500 a month mortgage into your retirement is the equivalent of income.
Right.
Right? So, you know, you can build your nest egg and your assets and your wealth by owning real estate. But you do have to pay for that mortgage if you don't own it free and clear. At some point, it'd be nice not to have to pay for it so that you can afford to pay for other things in your life as you enter retirement. So if you want to explore what it looks like to get into a 15-year fixed or a 20-year, we have a really fancy, high-tech way of showing that to you online. Just give us a call, and we'll send you your own custom pre-qualification scenario that fits your needs. So call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100, and we'll get into that comparison, that side-by-side of what your loan payments are now versus going into a 15-year or a 10-year, and it'll be amazing for you to see how much interest you save.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars for people on average.
Yeah, and it's good to know coming into that conversation that your payments each month are not necessarily going to double. They would not do that if you went from a 30 to a 15-year.
That's right. And there's an increase, but it's not nearly the same. And that's
right.
Because of the future value of money calculation that some of us learned when we were going through our math classes. I guess future calculation is algebra. And it's essentially an amortized schedule that shows the amount of principal and interest each month. It changes. You know, when you get a mortgage, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's very, very savvy, and he had looked at how much interest he paid and how much principal he had paid down over the last 2 years on his mortgage. He had, I think it was about a $750,000 mortgage. He was actually kind of mad at me because he didn't realize that getting a 30-year mortgage was so front-loaded on the interest versus the principal. And I said, hey, you know, look, and I'll call his name Bob, I would to protect his privacy because, frankly, it was kind of a ridiculous conversation,
mm-hmm.
right? If you have a mortgage, the longer the term, the more interest you pay, right? And this guy's experienced, and he just didn't realize it. But at the beginning of the mortgage, it's like 80% principal, interest, and hardly any principal. So, you know, that just takes time to get through. So when you look at getting into a 15-year or a 10-year, you're going to save a ton of money on interest because you're getting through that amortization table so much faster. I've got a great guest on the line. He's been waiting for a little while, so I want to thank him for that. Michael Langhals of W Real Estate. Hey, Michael, what's up, buddy?
George, not much, man. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, are we coming through loud and clear in our new studio here?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love the cough button, too. That's a good feature to have.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll stop doing that. I swear I won't do that
next
week.
I'm going to take it away.
Hey, that's Michael, thanks for calling in. You're, of course, a very experienced real estate agent, also a good friend of mine in Windsor. Michael and I cross each other's paths quite a bit. Mm-hmm. With W Real Estate, a great local real estate company. Love working with their agents. Randy Waller, of course, Tony Shire, the owners. So, Michael, what's going on out there in the marketplace? What are you seeing with buyers and sellers? Is it still lopsided, a lot more buyers than sellers these days?
So we're still seeing tight inventory. You know, we're seeing buyers out there. But the interesting part is if we have some houses that are not priced right, they're definitely sitting a little bit. You know, and I don't know if that is the scare from, like, the higher interest rates that you were talking about earlier. We definitely have some pretty savvy buyers out there that are going, hey, rates are creeping up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall low inventory, I think the absorption rate's still pretty low. So if you're looking to sell, it's a good time. And if you're looking to buy, we're kind of targeting those homes that have been on the market for, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50 days that were a little overpriced and try to write an offer below.
Yeah, you know, Michael, you're breaking up a little bit. But, you know, the gist of the market right now, Michelle, that I'm seeing is that and what Michael was conveying is we're going to see some reprices. Mm-hmm. And especially in the upper end of the market, it's just harder to qualify for lending today compared to 10 years ago when we had stated income loans 11 years ago. So essentially today's marketplace, I think we're starting to see a little bit of a correction list prices, right, Michael? So basically it doesn't mean that home values are going down. It just means they're not rapidly rising at 5% a month, right?
Exactly. And that's the conversation we have with our buyers is, you know, you get into something right now, don't expect that $100,000 in equity in a year or two.
Right.
You know, like we saw the last few years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exactly. And it's not that it's, you know, prices are declining. It's just a natural correction we're having. And it's kind of encouraging for buyers. You know, they're actually able to go out there and get into some properties, whereas a year or 2 years ago, you know, we're seeing one of 30 offers, and now that's kind of scaled back a little bit.
It has to do that. It just was too out of control, right?
Oh, yeah.
Michael, that slope of rapid appreciation on a chart is not healthy, I think is what you're saying.
Exactly.
The marketplace is starting to change as well, right? We're starting to see a more influx of cash from outside buyers, lots of second homes, lots of folks retiring. Are you seeing sort of a change in the age and the generation, or are we going to start seeing more millennials entering the marketplace?
So we're kind of seeing both. You know, I think that second home, cash-heavy buyer, you know, a lot of stuff, people have big equity that are downsizing, and we're seeing them going to buy those smaller homes with, you know, higher cash purchases or more cash down on a loan.
Right.
But at the same time, you got a lot of families coming. You know, we're in Windsor, like you said, and we got a lot of young families coming in there because Sonoma County as a whole is really great for that generation.
Sure.
And we're seeing – and then on the flip side, you're also seeing younger millennials come and find properties downtown Windsor, downtown Petaluma, Sebastopol, kind of being closer. And I think the nice thing on that is
Michael, cutting out a
savvy
little,
about it.
Little bit there. Yeah, coming on back in. But yeah, people are savvy. Yeah. They're educating themselves, right?
Exactly.
They're using Zillow and other online websites to learn more about it. But there's a locale, right? Like I had, of course, Mike Kelly, an industry legend. He was on my show last week. And Michelle, you remember we talked about how you're just not going to be able to replace the value of a local real estate agent in office with the Redfins and the future Zillows and, you know, all these online lenders, right? So, Michael, are you feeling threatened by technology, or do you feel like millennials are embracing it to educate themselves, but they're still using the stellar service of someone like yourself?
Oh, definitely got to embrace it. And the nice thing is it actually lets the buyer find out what they want before. So before, you're kind of bringing a buyer around, and they really don't understand. Where now we're getting these buyers going, hey, I want this area, I want this school district, I want this price per square foot. And they're really specific, so it makes our job a lot easier. And with all the technology, you're able to kind of communicate at multiple levels, you know, text message, Instagram message, you know, direct message, Facebook, email. And you kind of have a more sophisticated buyer that's more pinpoint what they're looking for. So it really makes it easier for us to find what they want.
I think it's great that, you know, that you yourself are so connected to what the buyers aptitude is and what their interest level is. So how does technology play when you represent a seller to reach those buyers so that you're properly putting out the property address and really engaging with the technology marketplace?
Yeah, the big thing is exposure. And I get really specific on the social media campaigns, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and stuff like that, and really promoting the listings to that demographic that's coming in. You know, so if you're in a more desirable second home area, say Hillsburg, Sebastopol, Sonoma, you know, you promote that property to, you know, the Bay Area, the greater Bay Area, you know, on the social channels, and you get more involvement there. And really it's just having the correct information, you know, so we actually go through an audit like Zillow, Realtor.com and Redfin to make sure that we have the correct property information up, because that's where the buyer is today. You want to make sure and stay in front of them on it.
That's great. So let's talk about it. So, you know, there's new school ways of promoting, and then there's good old AM and FM radio. So you're here talking about
I love it.
Tell me about Marsh Hawk. The address is 5776 Marsh Hawk. We've got just a minute or so.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a great house out in the Skyhawk neighborhood. It's 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a little over 3,300 square feet. Wow. You know, it's a huge lot, terrace lot with great views. And again, it goes back to that point. It's just the couple in there. Mm-hmm. They've been there 30 years, raised their families, you know, and they're basically downsizing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you know, it's one of those things that they, you know, have this house and this is their exit strategy, you know, a little bit bigger than they want right now. So they're going to downsize, but house is remodeled. Great for family, you know, awesome floor plan. The yard's great and a great location in Rincon Valley. So
yeah, and I noticed here almost a third of an acre with views. So that's how you get over that $1 million mark up there. Great school districts, of course. So are you going to have an open, or how do people get to see this property?
So basically, email me, just shoot me a text on my cell phone. The easiest way to set up a private showing. We had an open house last weekend. We'll be doing one, not this weekend because we have all the Cinco de Mayo celebrations.
Sure.
But we'll be having one the following weekend. But if they want to look me up online, winecountryagent.com, and they'll have my featured listings up my website.
That's a great URL.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Easy to remember, you know.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it again. It's winecountryagent.com, and you can also text or email them at 707-490-4300. Again, 490-4300. Michael, we got to go to a break. That's how it works in radio. Awesome. I'm really glad that you joined us today. Let's have you back again soon. I love this listing, and I love your insight.
Awesome, George. Well, hey, I'll see you this weekend around town, man.
I hope so, man. We'll grab a beer.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Hey, Michael Langhall, W Real Estate, one of the best in the biz. Big fan of the W Real Estate agents. Good good crew of men and women that are real professionals. You know, I always say there's only a few really good real estate agents out there. And I've got to say that W's done a great job of capturing those people. Of course, Michael Langhall does a great job too. So again, folks, find him at winecountryagent.com. We're going to commercial break. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you could finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Remember, we do the show every Wednesday at noon. You can always catch our podcasts at ksro.com, the website to the station. And we've got a page on there under the Ask the Expert series for On Air with George Adair. Past shows, descriptions are there. And then also our Facebook page is a good place to go to see what the guests look like. Michael Langhall's a handsome man. Go check him out at facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. But really, he's got his contact information is up there. And you can always go to winecountryagent.com to see his listings. You know, folks, I have agents on the air like this. They don't pay me. I don't get anything for it, you know, except for a handshake. And maybe I'm lucky I'll run into Michael and buy me a beer. But really, the reality of having guests like this on the show is to expose the listener to the real happenings of what the real estate industry does. I want to talk a minute about my brethren in the real estate industry. Of course, I'm on the mortgage side. I'm also a licensed real estate broker, and I don't practice real estate. I haven't for years. But there's definitely a change that's happening in the marketplace where folks think that they can do it yourself in lending. They feel like they can do it themselves in selling their house or in buying a house. I've got to tell you, folks, there's a reason that real estate agents have a profession. There's a reason that they go through extensive 40 units of coursework and licensing with the Department of Real Estate. There's a reason that mortgage lenders are their own profession, and we have a whole industry called mortgage banking. We are professionals of what we do because this is very complicated matters. And if you think that you can just go Google some blogs to figure out how to go get your own mortgage online or how to go and sell your own house, yeah, you might be able to find a buyer, but are you disclosing properly what you need to disclose? No, you're not. I guarantee it. If you're not a practicing real estate agent, you just don't know what the current laws are. And do-it-yourself lending, you just don't know what the current best practices are. Yes, you can go through the Rocket Mortgage thing, or you can work with a local lender that also has the best leading technology, like us at Bay Equity Home Loans. So you don't need to go at it on your own. Use these experts. I was reminded today, reading through Facebook, I'm connected with a lot of real estate agents, and I get to see a lot of cool things, and I get to see some things that are kind of funny, too, and complain about the industry. But in general, I think there's a misperception out there for first-time home buyers that they have to pay a real estate agent to represent them. There's a really cool thing in this industry, and I don't know what the history of this is, but the seller will pay for a buyer to have a real estate agent.
Really?
Yes. So buyers do not need to go pay for a real estate agent. So you don't need to go on and try and find your own house. Educate yourself online, but realize that the information that you see online is highly filtered, scripted, and intended to sell you something for advertising revenue. That's what online real estate websites are all about. And then if they filter you through to a real estate agent like Zillow does, read the reviews, find a really good local agent. Zillow is a great way of pre-screening out real estate agents because you can see all the reviews. I have reviews on Zillow too. Lenders have reviews and real estate agents do. So that's a great use of Zillow. However, don't think that you need to call up the listing agent direct because you're going to get a better deal when you go to the listing agent. In fact, you might not even be able to get a deal. The listing agents in some offices here are not even representing buyers in the same transaction called dual agency. So if you want to work with a great real estate agent, you can comb through our previous shows. You can go to our page on Facebook, which is called facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans, and find some really great agents there. And interview your agents. Talk to one or two or three and really interview them because you know what? This is going to be a partner to you in your transaction to sell your home or a partner to you in finding that home. I talked to somebody yesterday who has an agent in another county because we do loans all over California. And she's just not happy with the agent. She's a fire victim. She's been through a lot, and she feels like she's got to pull the agent along to find a house. That's not necessary. Find the right agent. And, you know, working with the right companies and the right people is really an important factor to selling your house for top dollar and for finding the right house and not maybe overpaying.
Right.
But it's also the right factor to work with a local lender. Bay Equity Home Loans, for example, we do this all the time. We help local first-time home buyers, experienced investors finance their property. Because if you don't use us and you decide to go online, you're going to do it yourself lending? Come on. You know, this isn't like, okay, some people can teach themselves how to work on their car. but you might do a better job by going to a mechanic.
Right.
Some people, I mean, if you opened the hood of a car in the last 15 years and seen what it looks like, you can't tell the difference between, you know, a carburetor and a fuel injector because it's all hidden.
Yeah.
And by the way, most of them are fuel injected, so you can't even work on them. You know, it's like you need an expert to work on these areas of your life, and lending and real estate. You know, it's like I feel like I'm on a soapbox sometimes, but people get miffed. They think, oh, I can start this on my own online because, A, I searched mortgage in Google and got 332 million results. Yeah, well, a lot of it's crap. You know, a lot of it's old. A lot of it's dated. Mortgage guidelines change all the time. Real estate practices change often, and the market is volatile. So that's why I like people talking to my friends like Michael Langhall and Megan Creedon, Patrick Peterson, and Violet Peterson, like these folks that I have in the air regularly. I bring them on because I want you to have that level of expertise so that you can be a savvy buyer or a successful seller. I just saw an article here talking about predatory lending. There's a company called Lending Club. I think most people have received something in the mail from one of these companies where they're going to give you up to $35,000.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some reasons why they cap them at $35,000, the regulatory reasons. I won't get into that in the state of California especially. But essentially, these companies put money out as a personal loan. But they charge egregious amount of interest and fees. And you know, it's an area that's regulated, but the consumer watchdogs are just starting to pay more attention. Apparently, there's a complaint from the FTC against Lending Club saying it was creating a problem for consumers and misleading them, essentially deceiving them with hidden fees of hundreds of thousands of dollars for each of their loans. I mean, it's just deceptive.
Wow.
And, you know, Lending Club and the others, they're out there putting money out onto the marketplace. And you've got to make sure that you really understand the terms. Mortgage lending is no different. When you do a pre-qualification with a lender, you should be able to sit there and question them on all their fees and truly understand it. And I get so frustrated when I hear, you know, no closing cost loan. No fee loan, BS. Of course,
there's a
fee.
It's built in somewhere.
It's built in somewhere, yeah. Guys. And you know, it's built into the interest rate. They'll charge you a higher interest rate because then they get a kickback, which is legal. It's disclosed and it's in the form of a rebate. And they use the rebate to help cover the costs, especially if you're working with a broker. I love it. I talked to somebody the other day, a client of mine who got. Was working with another broker, and I looked at it, and I don't think it's a straight deal, and I told her my opinion about it. And then she says, well, he says he'll do it for no cost. No, he won't. Absolutely not. This isn't a charitable organization we're talking about here. This is a profession, and rightfully so, professionals need to make money. But what they shouldn't be doing is deceptive and deceiving advertising.
Right.
And when you do it yourself lending and you go on the internet and you source out your lender and you go to LendingTree where, you know, lenders compete and you win, baloney. I'm sorry. You know, there's plenty of opportunity out there to find a great interest rate with a local lender. And whether it's Bay Equity or your local credit union or one of these great local lenders that we have in town that are, you know, helping fire victims rebuild, and we have really fantastic lenders in this town. Keep your money local. It's not going to be that better of a deal to go work with the behemoth that sends your mortgage into the space on a rocket. It's just not going to be that much better, folks. I'm sorry. If you think your experience with technology is going to be better because they put the word rocket spaceship in their name, you're just following, you know, along. So, you know, look for your local lenders. Look to them and be competitive. They will be. And use their advice to make sure you understand the terms. I can't believe how many people I talk to that just don't understand the terms of their mortgage, and they're all the way to the signing table. And then they come to me and they say, oh, this thing is falling apart. I don't know. I was expecting this interest rate, and then it turned out to be this interest rate. And I look at it and go, well, here's why. And they go, oh, he didn't tell me that. Okay, well, it is in your disclosures. He should have told you, but it's in your disclosures. So that's the step that was missing, the walking through the disclosures.
Yeah.
So again, coming back to the local presence, the local experience, whether it's Bay Equity or one of our great other local lending institutions, you can sit down across the table if you want to and map out some X's and O's. That's what I say. You know, or you can do everything through the best technology and upload your conditions and do your loan application online. We'll close your loan in 14 days, for example. Pre-approved buyers were closing in 14 days with no loan contingency. You can't do that with one of the online internet lenders. You cannot do a loan with no loan contingency with an online internet lender without risk of losing your deposit. So these are the things that we talk about as we counsel our clients. Don't fall for the gimmicky stuff you get from the mail. Don't fall for that banner ad that you saw from somebody who's claiming to have the lowest, smartest rate, because maybe that rate's 30 days old. You just don't know. It's a trap to get you to come in. Don't fall for those stupid HARP commercials. There are these HARP commercials right now, Michelle. They're driving me bananas. Millions of people have benefited from HARP, and so should you. HARP, Home Affordable Refinance Program, was developed out of the Great Recession. That's it. Don't fall for it. Hardly anyone's eligible for it anymore.
Right.
They just want you to call. So if you want a real local custom experience, call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. I'm getting the hook. I'm going to hit my own cough button. I'm out.